Pop singer Lady Gaga has struck a serious tone at Harvard. The artist launched her new Born This Way Foundation at Harvard University's Sanders Theater yesterday afternoon. WBUR's Beenish Ahmed tells us what it's all about.
Lady Gaga set aside her thigh-high fishnets and signature face masks and instead donned a sophisticated long black gown. The Queen of Pop looked almost regal as she testified about her Born This Way Foundation after an onstage chat with Oprah Winfrey. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius asked Gaga how she hopes to empower kids to create a more accepting world. The singer responded,
I guess I sort of have this feeling that if I can, you know, make a song called Just Dance really big all over the world, I might be able to make a song that's, you know, just be nice.
Sebelius was one of six panelists who put questions to Gaga in a sort of mock trial. Other panelists included spiritual leader Deepak Chopra and Alyssa Rodemeyer, whose 14-year-old brother committed suicide last fall after being harassed for his sexual identity. Lady Gaga said she doesn't feel she can single-handedly create a more accepting world, but hopes to use her fame to spark change.
I can't tell you where I got my nerve from, but I believe that if you have revolutionary potential, you must make the world a better place and use it.
The foundation's message rings true to Samuel Brickett, who says he was bullied as a high schooler for being gay. Now a graduate student at MIT, Brickett is moved by Gaga's mission.
Lady Gaga's been about, if you are different, it's okay to just be different. And I think that's a really inspiring moment.
Harvard's Berkman Center, the MacArthur Foundation, and other organizations have pledged to work with Lady Gaga and her foundation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beenish Ahmed.